Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Okay, well.
There's a lot to unpack here. I think that Zinko needs a minute.
Okay, like 10 minutes or
yeah,
more
10
than
minutes.
That? Okay. Do you, I think you're the only one that got hurt by that first vent. Do you want to take a medicine check? Do you want to rest up that way?
Yeah, I'm only down 5, but that is a third of my hit points. So, you know, given the circumstances, I feel like it would be a good idea.
Healing circuit available or healing whatever the new mystery.
Are we in combat anymore, Drew? Hell no.
I forgot. I have a med kit. Combat.
Can I do medicine on myself?
Believe so.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, you stab yourself.
Natural one.
Natural one. You do. How much damage do you do?
Is it a D8 or a D6?
Yeah,
it's not a D8. That's a.
I think it is not a lot.
D8 is a lot.
You've got some pretty nasty burns, and as you try to administer to yourself, you make them worse. You hurt yourself even more. A critical failure is 1d8 damage. You could potentially take more damage from this treating yourself than the
piling on the itself. Trauma.
Okay. One. All right, so yeah, you like hurt the skin as you're trying to treat yourself. Does someone else want to try and?
Yeah. Cry floats over and is like, "Oh, please don't attempt something that sloppy ever again in front of me."
I swear, if you roll one as well, oh, two ones,
mm-hmm.
You roll two ones. Okay, so that means what? D8 back, 2d8 if you're trained. For success. So now, Rebecca, now you want to roll high on the D8s.
All right.
Oh, bass.
Okay. Yeah, well, you've rolled exactly how many hit points you had down. So that's all you need. 6
what a
back.
Pointless endeavor. Just piling on to the trauma of like, the pointlessness. And like, why are we here?
We have to clean the wound. And she pulls out like some steel wool, starts scraping at it. And Krykar is like, no, it's just, he puts a band-aid on it.
Yeah, I would recommend not having an existential crisis while you're trying to patch yourself up from battle wounds. It's just a loose theory that I have.
Right. So, I mean, I think that will take about an hour rest here in this hallway. Do you guys want to continue on? It seems like this hallway, it was heading towards the south, has a small door at the end of it. Or you could head back the way you came. You can go a different direction. If you are doing, maze rules, sticking to the left, this would be the next door.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh. It's locked.
I'm okay. So we're playing by Brule's rules then, I see.
Is a locked door.
Truly, one of us knows how to unlock a locked door.
Locked by what means? By a computer, perhaps?
Some kind of.
Let's see here.
Well, you could probably override the electrical lock, or you could override the physical mechanism that keeps the door shut. I think either avenue would be fine.
I could roll.
I think mostly thievery. Physical lock, yeah. Thievery to unlock, yeah. So we're using kind of base lock skills here, which I think is going to be a DC 20 for picking a lock.
Picking a lock.
Oh, I'm having flashbacks to DMRNC when I need...
Mm-hmm.
Rolled countless thievery checks to unlock.
No, sorry.
Lock.
A poor lock is only DC 15, but it requires 2 successful checks in a row.
Well, so, we don't have that so far.
So we got 2 fails.
But Zinko has a real chance.
The only thing you need to do is not critically fail, in which case you mess up your
I'm hitting you with guidance every time you're trying this stuff.
Okay. You got this.
Should I roll again?
Yes.
Yeah, we're looking for 2 in a row.
Successes.
That ain't it. Keep going. Wait, can she take 10 on these?
It's like Alaris all over again.
You would think that you
we're just
think
anything above a 10, Rebecca.
Six hands would help with the lock picking, but they just get in the way.
They just get in the way.
Yeah, two hands have to hit two other hands out of the way.
There so. We go. Oh, there we go.
All right, that's one success. That's one now down. You need another success in a row.
Hey.
That'll do it. That'll do it. All right, yeah. You unlock the door, and as you go to open it, it is also, it feels like barred from the other side. There's something obstructing the door.
We can do this.
You guys didn't want to get in here, right?
Okay.
I have no strength, so I will get out of the way if anyone can first open the door.
This will be athletics.
If we can just get the door open to where I can see inside, I might be able to solve this easy. So who's the strongest? Who has the highest athletics?
Don't think anyone has any.
I have zero.
Any strength zero. At all.
Okay, wait.
What if we kite the construct all the way over to this door?
Open the door.
Oh my god, that is the answer to this puzzle. Is that is the only you have to recruit the Vesk statue. We figured out your game, Jenny Jarzabski.
Okay, well,
we figured it out.
Get Verdunt up here. You're rolling the best tonight.
I got it. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. We see here.
You get guidance.
I'm going to come up to the front here. All right, let's see what we're working with here. And I examine it and I think about it. And I'm going to attempt to warp terrain a little bit, which it has sort of a specific use case in combat, but I'm going to try to see if I can't use it to make this cast a spell so I can maybe hinky the door a little bit. Like as I'm about to push it, and
well, is it the door that we're pushing, or is it something on the other side of the door that's like huge and big?
It's barred from the other side, so it's, huge. It's, and big yeah. on the other side.
So yeah, so like I mean,
right. casting the anomaly spell, warp terrain. Yeah. So you have the options to either make difficult terrain or normalize difficult terrain. What do you think would be the best in the sitch?
I mean, like. I feel like what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to like either like nudge something on the other side out of the way. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to like sort of like warp it, like sort of kick the ground up on the other side.
Okay.
Try to like, if there's something on the ground, try to like tip it over or something like that.
Like a mini earthquake.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of like that. So.
All right. I mean, you explained it enough to where I feel like you can use your spell attack bonus with this.
Okay.
In place of strength.
So that would be a +7, which is good. So, all right, let's do it.
And you have guidance, is that right?
Yeah, Tyler? Spamming it.
15 is what I've rolled.
Okay,
this is hero point.
This is one of those hero point games.
Okay.
It?
Yes. Yeah, we got a hero point right now.
I'm gonna do it right now. I'm gonna roll. Yeah, that's what I'm talking.
Yeah, good hero point. Right.
Good. It's DC 20, so it's very difficult. Yeah, the door hinges, you know, you hear creak a little bit and something kind of maybe snap on the other side of the door as it kind of buckles forward somewhat. And as you do, you can kind of put your shoulder into it and you hear, yeah, maybe some metal crinkling, some plastic kind of shattering, as it seems like there's a whole bunch of stuff kind of leaned up against the door. And as you open it on up, boop, you see inside this room what looks like a group of panicked looking humanoids. There's some Sheerans, there's a Pathra, a Vesk, some Brothus, and a Skittermander with a bullhorn and a shirt that reads Haunted Absalom Station Tours. They're like, oh gosh, what are you doing? Oh gosh, they come to get us, everyone. Take the pills I provided you, everyone. This is it, please.
No,
it's over now.
Don't do that. Don't do that. We're here.
Oh god, they got through our only defensive line. Oh no.
Is this like a Truman Show thing where we are who they're watching on TV this whole time?
No.
Does this Skittermander have the control unit for the vest statue in the other room?
It was all part of my plan. I would have gotten away with it too.
Just a tour group that accidentally got sucked into this dimension.
Yeah, you guys found some food wrappers when you first got down here, as well as a flashlight with Haunted Absalom station tours printed on the side of it. Someone has a flashlight in their inventory because of that. And it seems like another group that has got stuck down here in the ghost levels. And they will explain to you about as much. The Skittermander Murphy says that they've been down here for better part of a day or so. And indeed, they've kind of gotten lost.
We came down in an elevator that got all hinky-dinky. And, well, if you can get us back to that elevator and figure out what's going on, we'll give you a little bit of a bonus. How about that? We can pay, you know. I get paid as a tour guide, and if you tour the tour guide, you know, who's the better tour guide is all I got to say.
That's what it's all about. Yes, we'll get you out of there. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, it looks like you guys are in worse shape than we are. Maybe you can...
All right. Maybe you know what? I just shut the door again. if you're gonna talk to me.
I got medicinals. I can help you out, folks.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
They have a fairly large medical bag that has in it 4 commercial med patches and 4 commercial hypo pens.
What kind of tours are these?
they have
tours
a medical
of the
bag?
Haunted levels of Absalom Station. Yes. It was pretty...
Drug ones, you know.
So
they're
it's like
awfully prepared for tragedy.
When you go on a ghost tour of Charleston, South Carolina, they'll give you a little shot ahead of time. I mean, it'll be a shot of rum, not a shot of like a medicinal, but it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's my favorite part of going on a ghost tour is when you get like a dose of antibiotics at the start.
They give you a tetanus shot.
I needed that. Oh yeah, now I'm ready to get spooked.
So yeah, I mean, the hypo pens are in case someone gets bit by a diseased rat, right? And the med patches are in case someone sprains an ankle. And I mean, this is a pretty big group. This is like 8 people that you're saving the lives of. So they need at least this. I mean, honestly, they probably should have had more med patches. They probably used some of them on like boo-boos. Like, oh no, they stubbed a toe. Here's a D6 hit points back. But yeah, they hand these out. So you guys can each take a med patch and a hypo pen. Bingo, bango. And yeah, they promise you some credits if you can get them out of this level. But you guys know for a fact you've cleared a way back to the elevator, so they can follow that way, or if you want to take them back, you can bring them back there.
We can take them back.
Yeah, I unfortunately don't have tokens for these guys, but I can throw a whole bunch of tokens in here real quick. What did I say?
So Barathu? This room doesn't go anywhere. We need to go back the way we came.
Do you want to investigate the room?
Yeah, let's take a peek.
What's
around.
This ladder? Is there a ladder here?
It does seem like there's one way out of this chamber. Yeah, is heading up a ladder in the back of the room.
Do we want to go up or do we want to go back to the hallway?
I mean, the hallway had the I know we killed the guy who was exploding them potentially, but do we know that guy was alone?
He looked
exploding
kind of,
what?
The exploding
the heat vents? No. I'm talking about back where we like the hallway where the elevator was, like where we started.
I'm curious about what's up this ladder.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
Yeah, we all love
and
ladders.
We're here. We might as well.
We're here. We love ladders.
I'm yes, we do. I'm a ladder man.
Should we send the tour guide in first?
Oh yeah, no. Furfy, not gonna do that. Sorry. Furfy is just doing this to pay for college credits. Furfy not that invested in adventuring. I apologize. I know you saw the t-shirt, you saw the bullhorn, you saw the flashlight, and you're like, this guy's got it figured out. But no, you seem much more capable and attractive, might I add.
Ooh.
Zinko. Oh yeah, now there's a love interest for Zinko. I mean, but I'm sorry, I'm a bit of a coward. just gonna take the group back the way that you said.
Yeah,
probably smart.
And we'll be waiting for you. We trust that you're doing.
So
they're going back to where the elevator is.
Yeah.
We are going up the ladder. Okay.
All right, it's up to you. You guys follow us.
We're going to the fun place. Yeah.
All right. Have fun.
All right. Let's do it. Zinko, go first.
Oh, go second.
I'm a good climber. Really good climber. I have 4 arms and 4 legs.
So. All right.
Climber.
Excellent.
I forgot the ladder, how weird of a Skittermander you were.
Who's second?
I'll go second.
Okay, I'm just gonna put you in order here, and I'm guessing that means Scally third, right?
Yep.
Okay, as soon as you pop up the ladder here, I need to make that initiative.
Oh boy,
here comes
order.
I knew the ladder sucked.
You were so for it a second ago.
Oh boy, Drew. Oh no, Drew.
Whoa. Drew, please tell me you remember that. I know you don't play this game all that often, but ones are still bad.
Oh, coming from Tyler, too, Drew. Coming from Tyler.
Here's 2 for you, Tyler.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. There is no one in this world who has reached Drew's tally of the birds. give me the bird. He's my number one bird flipper.
All right. As soon as you get up here, Zinko, you see what looks like a little auto turret to kind of move, point your direction. And it's a tiny machine engraved with runes, has blue gems, and it seems to have like a crystalline kind of cracking sound as it points in your direction. And you see a cone-like blast of cold energy build up and hit you square in the chest. Can you make me a reflex save?
Okay. It's an 18.
Okay. 18 is a success, which means you take 1 point of cold damage. As you look down the corridor here, you see what looks like a figure standing in the next room. This room, by the way, is a small kind of catwalk platform that has risen above this level of the ghost level. But yeah, you see what looks like a small figure standing on a catwalk down the hallway here. And that is going to take us to, technically, I think we're going to do Zinko's turn here first because, well, we're kind of, I guess technically Tyler goes first because you rolled highest here, but I've taken us a little out of turn order to represent what's happening up on this floor. Let's go with Rebecca first.
I'm not doing anything from the back anyway.
Yeah. So Zinko, Rebecca, what would you like to do?
Can I try to disable this turret?
It is a mechanical device, so I imagine there's probably some way. How would you like to do that?
I have computers.
Sure.
I have crafting, but computers is better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a couple actions. You are right next to this thing, though, that you can plug in. Make a computers check.
Okay. Oh, it's a 13.
7 on a dice. Yeah. Well, it's up to you. You got a hero point as well. If you want to let that stand, you can. Otherwise, you got a third action you can take.
I'll reroll that. Ooh, and roll worse.
So much worse.
Cool.
Oh, what cool. A terrible roll. Third action.
Can I roll again?
Not computers, but if you would like, can kind of feel the force and make an arcana check. Are you trained in arcana?
Yep, I am.
Oh,
natural 20.
Must be nice to be the skill monkey yet again, having all the skills as an envoy. So yeah, that is enough. At first you try to hack in, use the targeting computer, but obviously that does not work. And if you feel the force, well, I will say with 2 actions, you could have reprogrammed the turret, but this just disables. You like touch a certain spot on the device casing where it's meeting these crystals and just kind of powers down. Just burr, 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 burr,
burr. Cool.
That is your full turn. We can head back. Well, it's up to you, Tyler. If you would like to take your turn now, you can be pushing past some folks here, but.
No, that's okay. I'll stay.
All right.
We're currently working.
Jabert.
Okay.
Let's do this. I guess I could climb the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Clip clop, clip clop, clip clop. An enemy.
Yes, as you get up there, indeed, you can see what looks like a figure down the hallway here. Actually, it looks down like there. At this point, maybe you can see two small figures.
There's two of them, I tell you. Two of them. Let's see, I spent an action getting up here. Let's do... What is... Like, let me look at my spell. I got a spell that I can cast.
Oh, yeah. It's typically something you do.
Yeah, I'm going to target one creature for Injury Echo.
Classic. Is this a fortitude or will?
Will.
Okay.
Will.
I will make you roll your potentially worst save here. Okay, I've only rolled a 12. Ooh. Imagine that's a...
So that is a failure.
Fail,
my DC is 17. The target fails to save and then takes the same damage before... Wait. If the target fails to save and then takes the same type of damage before the end of your next turn, it takes an additional 1d4 persistent bleed damage. Okay, so I deal d6 of damage, and I need to decide if it's going to be bludgeoning, piercing, or slashing. And I look at my friend over here, and what kind of weapon are you rocking right now? Zinka, what was that?
I'm sorry, it's a laser pistol.
Yeah, fire damage.
I look back. Does anybody have anything that's not a laser pistol?
I have a battle glove, but I will probably not use that often.
Okay. Well,
I have these cool needle things that I throw at people.
Let's see. Before the end of your next turn. Okay, so I get to go. You know what? We'll say piercing because I'm going to shoot him next. I was like, I foresee you being shot in the near future.
Ooh. Oh gosh, he's so good. How could he have told that?
How did he know?
The guy bleeding on the ground. Yeah. As you take a shot at this one, they reveal. They turn around. They've got these little cloaks on. They're little Isoki figures with what looks like weapons that they have drawn in your direction. Scally, Drew, you're up next.
All right. So I guess I'm still on the ladder here. I'll come up and
take an action. Move on up.
Moving on up. And I can mobile aim. So I'm going to aim at the first one here. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to shoot. And aim, for the record, gives me... If I hit, it's an additional 1d4 damage, and they get a reduction of AC from cover by 17.
That is a hit.
For 11 points of damage.
They are down. The first one falls to the ground. A couple shots here, yes.
Can I shoot it?
For your third action, yes. This doesn't get the bonuses of... Ooh, doesn't get the bonuses of mobile aim, but a natural 20. Critical hit. Crit hit. That's but the
13 damage.
Oh my goodness gracious. I think actually the way this macro is set up, it's the 10 points. It's not like both added together. But they have 9 hit points, so boom. He's unconscious, dying, and we are out of combat. A little different from the giant.
Feeling good about myself. We should go and face that statue again, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, the false confidence here.
The fact that everything that we have faced other than that statue has been down in one shot.
Natural 20.
Two on the last one. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, sorry, Tyler, you don't get to go. They just blasted these things.
Did we even ask any questions? Oh, wait, what am I asking? Of course we didn't. I'm going to harvest their organs.
Well, they're dying, so, I mean, you can, if you want, you can try and stabilize and ask questions of them.
No, I have many patients who are in need of organ transplants. I'm just going to harvest the ones off these bodies and keep them for a future transplant.
That's economic thinking there.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Zinko, if you would like to pull out their teeth, I can use them for...
Why would Zinko pull out their teeth?
You have more hands. It'll go faster than if I tried to do it.
Did we not canonically set up that Skittermanders love teeth? Is that not a thing that we did years ago?
I don't know.
Honest question. We did that. Was that something I dreamt?
I don't think so.
I think that was a fever dream.
That was Rona talking.
You can, It is a fun way to make money, is to dip these in a fake fake gold-like compound and sell them as gold teeth to high-paying clients. But then you have to relocate quickly.
Beep, boop.
Yeah, so you guys are letting these folks die and just taking their stuff.
Oh, right, those guys.
Yeah,
that's what Cry Cry would do. Yeah,
okay. I'm just getting their loot ready for you. So looting them up.
I don't like the way you say that, Patrick.
Well, I'm literally giving you all the rewards that you rightly deserve. I don't know what to tell you. You're welcome to any and all things from their bodies because they are dead. I'm putting Sweet. In the four commercial med patches and four commercial hypopens that we just got as well. Nice. They have each commercial carbon skin armor, so you can peel that from them. It is small, so I don't think most of you can fit in them. Two commercial hypopens, two commercial med patches. They each have a shooting star knife and a commercial laser rifle, which I did not get to fire. So those are fresh batteries for you guys.
Perfect.
Freshies for you.
What about the weapon on the turret? Is there a way to like kind of detach whatever makeshift pew pew they were using?
Let's see here. Can you just take this turret with you?
It'd be dope if we could.
Why don't... Yeah. Why don't you make me another computer check now that we're out of combat? See if you can beat the DC this time.
22.
Okay, yes, that is enough to reprogram this thing, get past its sensors here. It doesn't look like it's modern tech. It does look kind of relic-y, you know, kind of magical, kind of technological. This is you can set this up with a single action, I believe, and then it can kind of automatically go by itself. It is, you know, there's not really a way to like program friend or foe into it. It is like set it up and it's just going to shoot at things. So, but I can, yeah, why not? Why not give you a frost turret trap? You guys earned it.
Yeah.
All right. Now we can go take on that construct. I'm sure
now we have a damage type that.
Yeah.
We just set it up in front of the statue and just leave. We all leave.
Just leave. You got this turret.
It yeah. doesn't see it as a threat, so it's basically its friend. They're both constructs in a way. Oh, the big bad of this entire campaign is not whoever's cosmic birthday it is. It's. The stupid unnamed statue. Yeah.
All I'm saying is we've played a lot of Starfinder APs. We fought a lot of bosses. I don't know if we've ever run away from one. So
run away.
Yeah, we usually we're usually pretty good about just banging our heads against the problem until it fixes itself. But that was not one. That was not one that was.
No,
that didn't seem. Like a thing that was going to fix.
Yeah, there seems to be a door to still open up and check inside.
Yeah. As you look in here, this is a very wide chamber. Ooh, we're moving through to the next area here, which I have got to move in the book. There is can you guys see into this place as you move forward? It is a wide chamber, one of the largest that you've seen so far, where you see the center of this large room. You have to head down some steps to get to the base level of what looks like a massive three-dimensional kind of holographic chamber. There's a big egg-shaped console in the center of the room that has a bunch of hardware kind of attached to it, and three-dimensional images floating around it. I guess that does a pretty good job in the map. Maybe you can tell these are planets of the system here. The Pact World system kind of blooms into view, filling this, you know, looks like an observatory of some sort or a planetarium. As you take a look at it from a distance here, there is one planet that seems to be flickering, occasionally going dark, then coming back up slowly as the image kind of reforms here.
Can I use any skill check to know about the Pact World and which planet it is that is flickering?
Yes, and that would be the skill of society. Or any kind of planetary lore, I imagine.
19?
It's kind of a general skill check, so a lot of stuff would take effect. Yeah, what you're seeing here is the outermost planet of the Pact Worlds, Aucturn. A-U-C-T-U-R-N. It seems to be glitching.
Do we know anything about Aucturn? Like, who lives there? What it is? Like, what its role in the Pact is?
Maybe a mysticism, occultism, arcana, that kind of thing. Check might be in order to see what you know about the planet known as the Stranger. Ooh, another good one from Zinko. Zinko, I think you have indeed perhaps heard the most rumors. Indeed, there was some talk, I think, on news channels when you were coming down here of disturbances out in Aucturn. You actually had a little bit of a premonition, perhaps, as you were popping down that elevator. Aucturn is oftentimes described as the Stranger. Wait, what did I just call it? No. Yeah, the Stranger. But is by many considered to be not a planet, but a planet-sized egg or an embryo of a outer god, a massive, colossal being that has been foretold by some as being well overdue for birth, physical birth into the universe.
Yeah, reading back through my notes, I see that that's what we were all having a dream / nightmare about was Aucturn.
Yes. Okay. Yes, gods fighting over the surface of the destruction of the world as giant cataclysmic rifts appeared in its surface. Yeah, just fun level one stuff that you guys get up to.
Oh, goodness
gracious. Right. So, yeah, you guys are viewing this from up on like the balcony seats. Did you want to look at this thing closer? Did you want to get in on figuring out what's going on with the
observatory? Yeah, considering that it is flickering, I feel like I would like to understand what is powering the projector. Sure. Is it magical in some way and aware of actual planetary status?
Seems like that's something you'd have to be right up on next to it for. But yeah, as you move down close to it, you see what looks like a robot coming in your direction. Why not? Let's roll initiative again. I don't care. I don't care at all. Man, I do care, but it's just funny you guys you're ready to get right up in this fizzite.
Sorry, I feel like Zinko keeps doing this. I'm cool.
I'm cool.
We could have just cowered in hallways for the whole episode.
The classic move.
Coward.
Everyone's favorite. Okay. What did I roll? I've rolled pretty well, but not well enough. It looks like Scally's going first. Drew, you can move yourself down into this bottom level here of the planetarium and take your turn.
This thing looks like it's going to fight us.
I mean, it's moving in your direction. It looks like some of the other robots, some of the other mechanical beings that you've seen down here. The other ones seem to be possessed of a mind to destroy. This one has not professed that yet.
All right, so we're going to aim, just one action, and fire.
Ooh, boy, Drew. What did you roll? Is this a 19?
18.
Pretty sure that's a crit. Let me just double check on old maintenance robot. Yeah, that's a critical hit.
So 10 damage. Do I get my aim damage since I crit as well?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's doubled.
So that'll be another 6 damage. So 16 damage.
Brum, 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 brum. The robot explodes as it heads. Is blasted off.
There's a real life gunslinger in this game.
He's so cool. Why did you guys play all pirates? The whole pirate crew. Yeah, Zinko, you're next.
Okay, is there anything?
You wanted to look at the panel here?
Yeah, I mean, like, the threat is gone now, right? So, yeah, I'll look at the panel.
You would look at it. Why'd you make me a perception check?
Oh, that's my worst. Okay. Mm-hmm. 19.
Great. There is a large computer console kind of in the side of the door panel here that you can, you if you are trained in computers, can try and plug into. But there's also a ton of loose wires. It looks like you can kind of mechanically rig if you wanted to use crafting as well.
Okay, I have computers. It's okay. A 13.
Well, that is very good, but it is not good enough to the perception check, believe it or not, to spot a shock grid trap attached to this thing. I need you to make me a reflex save.
Alrighty. 22.
Oh, that's very good. This is a basic reflex save. It's not a critical success, but because you succeeded, it does not arc to the next closest person, which I think would have been Scally. Boop, boop, boop. Okay, six. But yeah, as 6 points of electricity damage shocks young Zinko here, this kind of central console lights up, and you see in the rafters in the area above the planetarium, a whole bunch of, you know, wires and things kind of coming down to feed into this. And one of the wires twitches and opens its eyes. You see a serpentine like creature with bat like wings go. We're not out of combat, you foolish fools. We see this creature, well, one of our favorites, right? Peering down in your direction. Boop, boop, boop. Make them bigger. Arr.
All right, Drew, like... roll another 20 and get us out of this.
Yeah, Drew. No, Tyler. Well, actually, no, that was Rebecca's turn, right? Yes. Tyler, we're on to you because...
I only did one thing. Was I supposed to get multiple actions?
Well, I mean, you tried your computers to hack into this thing, and I technically made you make a perception check because I didn't want to be mean and give you zero chance. This trap. Tyler?
Yeah.
How far away is it?
It's about 10 feet up off the ground, so maybe like 30 feet away from you.
I'm going to use a cantrip called Needle Darts. It's 2 actions. Range of 60 feet. I get to make a spell attack roll against your AC. How do I do that?
You roll d20, you add your spell attack bonus.
Which is 6. I thought maybe there was a button I could push, but...
Oh, boy. No. Yeah.
17.
AC is exactly 17.
Yay. 3d4.
Okay. Roll that damage.
And they might cause bleeding.
They might?
Only on a critical success. Okay, cool.
Okay.
So we don't have to worry about that. Here comes the damage. I'm sure it's going to be 3 fours. Oh, boy.
Near minimum
damage. 4 points of
but who's
piercing
counting?
Damage.
Who's counting?
Yeah. And then because we're in combat, let's spend 1 action to use Vitality Network. And Rebecca Zinko can remove that damage.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, Vitality.
So you're back up to full. And that's all my actions.
Alrighty, we are back. We're on to Jabert. Jabert, we're in combat. You've left us, but unmute and join up, and you've got an electrovore, I'm pretty sure, bearing down on your team.
Oh no! What's happened?
they didn't want to end the episode. They wanted to go for the gusto.
All right, this thing right here. Yeah, that looks would be an electrovore.
This thing over here.
Wait, what is that?
A dead robot?
Wait, so on here I see Zinko right here on my screen, and then a dinosaur with blue eyes over right in that square. Is that not
true? Sorry, yeah, I moved that's it around, so it's actually right about here.
Okay.
Up in the air a little bit,
I guess.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. All right, well, look at you. Looking all fancy with your electricity and stuff. Gonna cast a spell. Well, maybe. What's the range on this? Ooh, 120 feet. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do a force barrage. Pow, 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 pow.
120 feet for force barrage?
Yeah, I know, right?
It's crazy. Nice. All right. Is this an attack roll as well?
Nope. This is the replacement to magic missile.
Oh, nice. Yes, force barrage, of course.
Yeah.
So roll me some damage.
All right. So let's see. So I'm spinning all three actions. So I'm getting three mind bullets. So we're doing...
Uh-oh. Is this another D4? Oh, but look.
Pow, pow, pow.
It's so much more damage, Tyler.
11 points of damage.
Ouch. Okay, yeah, this thing's real goofed up as both needles and big ol' blasts of force energy hit it really before it's taken its turn here. Drew, we're on to you.
We're going to move an aim over here, and we're going to shoot it.
Ooh, critical hit. Drew can't stop.
Drew, what is
18 on the dice, but it looks like you did the same amount of critical damage as you would have rolled.
Oh, yeah, that was a poor damage roll. But I also get a plus 8, so that's...
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. 8 plus 6.
14.
14. Okay, this thing drops dead. We're out of combat again.
Drew, you monster.
Oh, so much. I mean, these are high level or high AC, I would say, creatures as well. This was
pretty good.
17 EC, yeah. 17 creature. Let me just go back and compare that. What was the best statue? Okay, never mind. Wasn't the highest that you've fought thus far, right? So, yeah, as you get out of combat here, you can once again rest up, but as you get around the shock grid trap here, Zenko, and boot in to this computer, you see indeed what seems like an odd energy connection to the planets here, and you see what looks like a number of wires that look to be more mechanical in nature. It doesn't seem like they are attached to this observatory. And as you are playing with it, I think if you light it up here, the planet Octurn will both light up as well as lights leading back up the hallway here. If you open up the doors leading back to the tour group about 100 feet away from you guys, you hear them all shout for joy as it seems like power in this main corridor is restored. The lights turn on, and that seems they shout down at you guys. Oh, it looks like the elevator's got power again. You did it. You did it. If you had just chose that room first, you probably could have avoided this entire adventure. Oh, but you did it all the same. Way to go.
Hooray.
Are you guys ready to head out of the ghost levels? Are you ready to meet back up and try to escape via this elevator?
No. Now that we've taken out a few baddies, we should have enough arms and armor to equip the tour group and head back to the...
Get the tour group to come fight with the...
so we have a turret. We have a tour group that's now armed. I think through sheer numbers, this construct can't possibly cut us all down, right? Right.
It's up to you guys. It has no equipment. It's just statue. You get XP. One statue if you beat it.
One broken statue.
It's ten bulk. It's too heavy to carry.
So while the power is up, you do need to spend a little bit of time repairing the elevator. It took a little bit of damage, a little bit of electrical, a little bit of engineering know-how. But after a few hours where you can rest up and talk with this ghost tour crew, they will regale you with their adventures down here, running away. They say they saw the statue and decided to turn around. They weren't having none of it.
Good for them.
Yeah, and as you guys trundle into the elevator, perhaps down the darkened corridor you did not adventure, you see a tattooed, light-up tattooed android face kind of poke out as the elevator ascends. A dark hood over their face as You all escape the ghost levels of Absalom Station and level up to level 2.
Woo-hoo. Yay!
Yeah. You love to hear it.
Go back and fight that statue right now. Right now.
Wait, hit the button. Hit the stop button on this elevator. I'm getting out of here. I got more spells.
Way to go. Boy, howdy. This is quite a dungeon crawl. Just the map itself is so much. Mm-hmm. so much. But yeah, that is going to do it for part one of A Cosmic Birthday. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, part one is done, right?
We did it.
Gang. The ghost levels have been conquered by your crew.
We can now retire.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't there hallways we didn't go down, though?
Yeah, like one.
Yeah, it happens. Okay. Yeah, well, we're going to end this chapter with the elevator heading up, a dark figure looking at you, and maybe all the family and the students on this ghost tour hugging one another. But who knows what dark secrets will afoul you, what mysteries are still left to come in this adventure. That's going to do it here. Let's wrap up and we'll continue on the adventure in a future episode. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.